Amos, two-handed toss down the baseline to Caden Powell, secures, goes in the left corner, angling, catch and shoot, three, banks it in from near the corner. Oh, better be lucky than good. Drifts down in the corner, up to Akuche. Andrew up to the top. Andrew rumbles over the right wing, changes direction, straight line drive, two-handed jam as he turned the corner on Bosniak to dunk it home with authority. Kellen flips it back door, caught by Dorr, two-handed dunk. The ollie and the oop for Jacob Dorr. Me, oh my, he's got seven. Kuche steps in front for the rebound. Hands to Amos, long pass ahead, Kane Powell, the two-handed dunk on the head of Ezewiro, plus the foul. Inside the timeline, rocking and swaying as Amos straight on. Accelerates to his left, gets a hard screen from Powell to Can, the 15-foot open jumper. Come on down, Kellen Amos, he's got 17. Amos to his left. Spots up, deep three, banks it in! Kellen Amos unconscious this second half, and a timeout is called. 64-59 at Memphis over Rice. Checking out some of the second half numbers, and I guess up to the moment numbers. The game was tied momentarily. A couple of minutes of game time ago, but Memphis has gone back up by five with a little spurt here. 64-59, they lead. Rice has made six of its last eight shots. Denver England will be at the free throw line. A house full of boos here at the FedEx Forum. What's that got to feel like? Misses the first free throw. I couldn't begin to imagine. England has not scored this half. He's an 80% free throw shooter on the year. Rice will get the ball after this. It snowballs as England hits the second free throw. He split the pair. Point of interruption, so it goes back to the other end of the floor. Haggerty was mad at not getting the and one, and he got called a tech. He made the shot, but he was also mad at a call below that. So I think if the call before that, if he... You can't get every call, PJ, I know. But it's Amos bringing it up, watched by Yates. Amos to his left, drives all the way in, lays it in with a left hand. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Kellen Amos cuts it down to a two-point game again. Memphis 64, Rice 62. Up top, Hunter. And a foul comes on Brodnax, and the sarcastic cheers of applause come in. Brodnax is fourth. 7:17 to go. Jordan Glover, director of personnel, comes up and reminds Coach Lanier that that's his fourth, and Andrew Akuche will come in for Trey Brodnax, and he'll probably only sit out a couple of minutes at most, maybe three. All right, Danger near sideline near his bench. He'll throw it in. Can Rice win back-to-back games here in Memphis? 64-62. The Tigers lead now with 7:12 to go. Hunter drops it off to Danger right elbow. Back up to Hunter. Knifes his way in. Game of hot potato underneath. Back to Danger. Goes to the left hand to lay it through. 19 points for him. Under 7 to go. Memphis 66. Rice 62. What an environment. Lobbed up to Caden Powell for Rice. Left to England. Spins a pass in the right corner. Husanovic. He had a crack but didn't shoot it. Lobs up top. Stolen by Haggerty. He in turn throws it in the backcourt, but Amos takes it for Rice. Looks left, throws right. Dropped by Akuche. He picks it up, banks it in with a left hand. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Mama would be proud with that. Oh, what a second half by Andrew Akuche. Down to a two-point game again. Memphis 66, Rice 64. Hunter inside the timeline. Hunter, center of the floor. Hunter to his right, chased by Anglin. Pocket pass, lobbed. Over to Danger. Danger goes to the running skyhook. Kareem would be proud. Danger with his fifth game of 20 points or more this year. Extends Memphis lead back to four. 68-64. 6 minutes to go. Akuche back to England. England looks left over to Akuche. Hands to Amos. Left sideline. Now to Powell. Right to Husanovic. To his left. Husanovic down to Powell, off his fingers. He saves it in, though, to Anglin, out to Amos. Amos spins it to Jourdain. Dropped the basketball, stolen by Rogers. Up ahead to Hunter. Hands it to Akuche. Akuche swipes it for Rice. Ahead to Anglin. Can they take advantage? Pull up three. Anglin left side. No. Rebound kicked out off of Caden Powell of Rice Memphis basketball. 5:28 to go. Memphis 68 and Rice 64. Me oh my, the trauma getting thick just off Beale Street here. What a vibe, what an atmosphere as Rice looks for its first win against a ranked team this century. Here comes Haggerty. Memphis had the big early lead up to 12 points and Owls fought back, but they have not led in this game. Driving right is Haggerty, got bumped on the hip. And Pat Adams calls that foul against Rice's Denver Anglin, his third. Number three on Denver. Non-shooting foul. But it is a one-and-one situation for Mr. Haggerty. Who, by the way, I didn't say it, but that tech also is a personal. And his third foul. But Haggerty goes to the line. He's got 15 points. The Owls have made him work. Guy that turns 21 in April. He averaged 33 points a game his junior year at Crosby, just northeast of Houston. And he slipped, I say sarcastically, 29 points a game his senior year. Crosby lost to eventual state champ Beaumont United. He's at the free throw line here and makes the first one. One more coming up for the former Tulsa Golden Hurricane. 5:12 to go. Extends it back to a five-point game. What a great scene here at the FedEx Forum in Memphis, Tennessee. Both free throws go for Haggerty. All right, in the backcourt, Akuche and Amos bringing it up ahead. Five and change to go. Memphis up by six again, 70-64. Amos a long toss in the left corner to Husseinovic. Free throw line to Powell. Drives in with a right hand to lay it in on Cisse. Good job by Caden Powell. He's got 15 points. 13th game of double figures. Under five to go, and Rice cuts it to four. Memphis 70, Rice 66, Memphis basketball. Hunter a game of catch with Haggerty. Haggerty hasn't used his dribble yet. Drives to his left. Goes in, hesitates, flips it up. Blocked by Caden Powell. Controlled by Akuche of Rice. Back left to right. Ahead to Amos. Amos drives in. And he is fouled, taking it to the cup. I don't think that'll be on the shot. But it'll still be a bonus opportunity. Yes, 1-1 for Kelvin Amos. As that personal foul goes against Memphis Cisse, his second. Cisse checks out. And back in is the big fella, Danger. Kelvin Amos at the free throw line. He had 13 points, 8 rebounds against Tulsa. And I really wanted to talk to him as he kind of redeemed himself after that. Tough, tough loss where he missed two free throws down the stretch against UAB. Hits this here. And he said, hey, we put it behind us. I'm surrounded by a great group of guys. And we bounce back. And oh, did they ever with a 21-point win. Rice has played so many close games recently. And looking to snap that long string they've had and losses in two possession games. Amos hits the second free throw. He's got 11 points, 8 of those this half. 4:20 to go. Memphis 70, Rice 68. The Owls have clawed back with 4 unanswered. Rice has made 4 of its last 5 shots. Right of the rings, Haggerty from Memphis. Drives in, kicks it left baseline. Jourdain muscles his way in, stops, pump fakes, goes up strong. Akuche pins it against the glass, and he gets the rebound. What a block by Andrew. Back to Amos. A 2 to tie, a 3 to take the lead. Still 4 minutes to go. Here's check that Amos. Amos to his right. Jumps underneath. Caden Powell dunks it home with two hands. We got a tie game, boys and girls. 70-70. Timeout. Penny Hardaway, the Memphis Tigers. Oh, Akuche is amped up over there in front of the Memphis bench, coming back the long way of the floor. 3:44 to go. Down the stretch, we continue to roll. Rice 70, Memphis 70. It's Rice basketball from Learfield.